a dirt poor farm boy, raised at the fork in the road in a clapboard house. And Rachel was a land baron's daughter, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Her daddy said he wouldn't stand Rachel to waste her life with a common man. He tried hard to keep them apart, but you can't draw lines in a young girl's heart. So late one night by the harvest moon, Jacob climbed a ladder up to Rachel's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Give them nothing else a heart like a grandchild will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, "Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me." He thinks back and his eyes shine, says, "Listen, child, once upon a time."
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Down to the wire, Senate negotiators got a deal on a short-term plan to keep the government running through early March. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer plans a vote today. Then...
We hope that the House will take up this bill before the Friday deadline with bipartisan support.
It's not guaranteed. A lot of Republicans won't support the short-term deal, meaning Democrats will have to help to pass it. At least 37 people killed nationwide in severe winter weather. That includes three in Portland, Oregon, when a power line fell onto a parked car. And in northeast Pennsylvania, five women were killed on a snow-slicked I-81 when a semi-tractor trailer rig hit a crashed minivan. Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen keep firing missiles at Red Sea shipping, so the U.S. unleashed a fourth round of attacks on the rebels, hitting 14 sites in Yemen where, say officials, the Houthis had missiles that were ready to launch. This is ABC News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day. And for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower. February and March both down 2. February at 15.71, March at 16.16. April milk down 4 to 16.86, May down 8 at 17.50. Cheese markets were lower yesterday. Barrels down a quarter to 146 and three quarters. 40-pound blocks down 1.5 to 150. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.25 to 258. One trade. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 119.5. No trades. Dry whey down 1 to 40.5. Six trades on the day. Cattle markets were mostly higher. Hog markets also were mostly higher as moderate to strong losses developed early in the session, but then buying interest kicked in due to strength in the cash markets helping the livestock sector. February live cattle was down 2 cents to 173.10, but April up 45 cents to 175.62. January feeder cattle up 87 cents to 228.42. February hogs up 67 cents to 71.45. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Strength in the dollar helping to pressure the markets, along with some pretty benign weather, especially in South America, which should help the first crop corn there and the Brazilian soybean crop. The plains, they're seeing plenty of snow cover before warmer temperatures, and that's helping the winter wheat crop, thus that pressured wheat prices. March corn down 1.25 to 442.25. New crop down 2.25 to 475. March beans down 21.5 to 1205.75. New crop down 12.25 to 1189. March soybean meal down 1240 to 358.70. Chicago wheat March up a half to 582.5, but May down 1.5 to 594.5. Minneapolis wheat March down 10.5 to 680.25. May down 10 to 690.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 372, February 375, March 378, new crop 420. Cash beans 1111, February 1116, March 1121, new crop 1104. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 406.25, February 406.25, March 406.25, and new crop at 420. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 409, February 402, March 404, new crop at 415. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 377, February 382, March 387, new crop 410. Cash beans 1125, February 1128, March 1131, new crop 1114. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 387, new crop 420. Cash beans 1121, new crop at 1104. Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 413, April 423, May 427, new crop at 425, cash beans 1153, April 1184, May 1188, new crop 1134. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 376, new crop 420, cash beans 1127, new crop 1114. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 154 to 174, Holstein fed cattle 125 to 160, market cows 70 to 103, bulls 95 to 110, calves 80 to 650, beef steers 165 to 279, Holstein steers 79 to 192. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 90 and down. Goat markets, does 155 and down, bucks 110 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 200 to 285, fed lambs 150 to 187. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some light snow in the forecast for later this afternoon and tonight. Amounts won't be heavy, less than an inch across most of the region. Today, a little sun early on. The snow will start mid to late afternoon. Our high today near 10. Tonight, light snow 2 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 6 above. If you love good barbecue, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. And I'm much too young to feed this damn old. With no ace left in the hole, not much too young to feel this damn old. Competition's getting younger, tougher bronze. You know I can't recall a worn-out tape of Chris LeDoux. Lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. Not much too young. This damn old. All my cards are on the table, with no ace left in the hole. Not much too young to feel this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. David Lee Murphy and Party Crouch here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, Brian Winnikins from the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay. And good morning. We have temperatures in the teens below zero. Things are going to warm up to maybe around 10, but it looks like we do have a warming trend coming up in the forecast. And we'll have details next hour in our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we're going to be finding out about legislative issues for the coming year in the dairy industry and in agriculture in general in our newsmaker segment as we talk with Cassandra Kopp from the Dairy Strong Conference. That's coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. With the frigid weather conditions we've been experiencing, what our beef cattle needs. We'll talk about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The blast of Arctic air across the nation does have beef cattle producers on edge. University of Illinois Extension beef cattle educator Teresa Steckler says there are a few things that need to be done to protect animals from the cold.
There's a couple different things going on here. One is the fact we've had a lot of rain as of late. Hair coats may be wet, which has also led to wet ground. With these frigid temperatures that are coming, we really need to get some corn stovers or something, straw, something down on the ground. If you do not have a windbreak, try to figure out how to make a windbreak. That could really help these animals out in these trying times when the wind chill drops below 20 degrees. As the wind picks up and they have a wet hair coat, they need even more grub, more resources, more nutrition to get them through these trying times.
Steckler says upping the feed intake is also important. If the cattle are shivering, they're not getting enough food to keep warm.
They need to have good, high-quality feedstuffs during this time to keep the microbial action going and producing the heat. But if they have a wet hair coat and you're not feeding them enough, they'll probably go into shivering. They'll probably quit eating, and they'll probably quit drinking water. So keep a good eye on the cattle. The other thing that you want to really do is we're going to have a spring breeding coming up. You need to provide areas for bulls to be able to rest when they lay down. You want to ensure that the scrotums do not get frostbitten or any other areas vital to reproduction. So that could really impact the bull's ability to get your cows pregnant.
Again, the University of Illinois' Teresa Steckler says the primary needs for beef cattle as the temperatures drop are to give them a place for shelter from the wind and increase their feed rations. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some light snow in the forecast for later this afternoon and tonight. Amounts won't be heavy, less than an inch across most of the region. Today, a little sun early on. The snow will start mid to late afternoon. Our high today near 10. Tonight, light snow 2 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 6 above. If you love good barbecue, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There was a time I could drink my cares away and drown out all of the heartaches that hurt me night and day. When the thought of you came crashing through, I'd have one more.
Was a long time ago. If you want to have someone to hold on to, you're gonna have to learn to let go. You got to sing,
sing
like you don't need the money.
Love, love
like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance,
dance
like nobody.
Come from the heart
if you want it to work. forgotten when everything is falling apart. In life as in love, no, I need to remember there's such a thing as trying too hard. You got to sing,
sing
like you don't need the
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Kathy Matea and Come From the Heart here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Once again, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay. Temperatures in the single digits below zero this morning. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association will be hosting producers at their annual winter conference coming up. That'll be on Saturday, February 17th in Mauston. And there's going to be the award ceremonies and speakers and more. For more information, just visit WisconsinCattlemen.com. That's WisconsinCattlemen.com for their winter conference. Again, Saturday, February 17th in Mauston. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. For millions of Americans, winter got started last week as a parade of extreme weather brought big snow and cold temperatures to a wide swath of the middle of the country. Rod Swoboda, retired Wallace's farmer editor, says now is a great time to review your winter manure application plan. I'll be back after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Yes, indeed. For many folks, myself included, winter made itself known last week. Greg Solier, our meteorologist on This Week in Agribusiness, told me that as of January 3rd, only about 20% of the continental U.S. had any snow cover, the lowest since the winter of 2012. In the last 2 weeks, however, that figure has changed a lot with a series of big snow events across the central and northern plains. And now, nearly 47% of the lower 48 states have an average depth of 3.6 inches of snow. And that snow means livestock managers must give more thought to how they're going to rearrange the nutrients on their farm and take care to haul manure in accordance with the best practices. Dan Anderson, Ag Engineering Specialist with the Iowa State University Extension Service, shared his insights on wintertime manure management with Rob Swoboda, longtime editor at Wallace's Farmer last week, and I believe it's good advice for growers anywhere. Anderson emphasized the importance of adhering to local regulations about manure application in the winter. In Iowa, for example, farmers can't apply liquid manure from a confinement operation with more than 500 animal units on snow-covered ground from December 21st through April 1st. Solid manure application, however, isn't prohibited by law in the state. He does note that producers need to think about the impact on water quality, as all manure applications must prevent water quality violations. But beyond the legal ramifications, applying manure directly on snow-covered ground also poses the risk of nutrient runoff. Manure, of course, isn't a waste product. It's a highly valuable source of crop nutrients and organic matter. Applied well, it can cut fertilizer needs for the next crop. But Anderson says melting snow can carry those valuable nutrients away, especially if the melt comes fast. I'll have more when we come back.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Research at Iowa State University and elsewhere has consistently showed greater risk of nutrient loss from wintertime manure application. But as Rob Swoboda recently reported at farmprogress.com, much of that risk is weather-related. So stay informed about what's coming before you load up that spreader. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. How she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Can't help it. Well, up on Main Street by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's she's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. Can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic lights, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Weather and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
You walked out on a good love. You found somebody new. And now the one
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association will be hosting their annual winter conference on Saturday, February 17th in Mauston. Speakers include David Rudd, the supervisory wildlife biologist at USDA's APHIS. Rudd will provide an update on the federal listing status of wolves, the current efforts to delist wolves from the Endangered Species Act, trends in wolf livestock conflicts, and an overview of the methods and techniques being used to address those conflicts. There'll also be a grazing panel, and Jordan Lamb, Wisconsin Cattlemen's Legal Counsel, will also update legislative progress on various issues to those in attendance. For more information, visit wisconsincattlemen.com/winter conference. The Farmers Market Coalition, in partnership with the University of Wisconsin-Madison, has announced an award from USDA's Agriculture and Food Research Initiative grant program to strengthen the capacity for farmers markets to attract new customers. The project will include a national survey to identify current and potential farmers market consumers, with an emphasis on individuals underrepresented at farmers markets. From those findings, messaging strategies will be tested on social media. The project will then create and distribute resources that market operators can use to publicize their market to those audience segments. USDA released its final 23 crop production report, showing a rise in corn production and a drop in soybean production. 2023 corn production hit a record 15.3 billion bushels, 12% above 2022. The average yield was a record high 177.3 bushels an acre. Soybean production in 2023 reached 4.16 billion bushels, 2% lower than 2022. The average yield, 50.6 bushels per acre. Meanwhile, the December WASD report did call for greater corn production, larger domestic use, and higher ending stocks. The season average price was down 5 cents to 480 a bushel. In soybeans, supplies rose 31 million bushels over November's prediction. Projected soybean ending stocks totaled 280 million bushels. That was up 35 million. Season average soybean price is $12.75 a bushel. That's 15 cents below November. Meanwhile, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas had plenty to offer in the way of future technology, including self-driving cars and artificial intelligence. Radio Inc. says broadcasters should be encouraged that radio will continue to show up in high-tech events like CES. Radio's largest presence was in the car for everyday life. Now, one company showed off the DTS AutoStage technology. It offered a visual way to enjoy radio in-car games like Jeopardy. Now, the same company also showed off adding HD radio to Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Now, John Deere was actually at the CES, and it showed off its future farmer-focused technology, which included radio still playing a big part of the in-cab entertainment system. That's become more important when looking at agriculture's push to preserve the AM band in rural America. A group of lawmakers is asking the Department of Agriculture to swiftly open the 2024 Dairy Margin Coverage Program sign-up. The program is the nation's risk management tool for dairy producers that helps farmers manage changes between milk prices and feed costs. The lawmakers, including Iowa Representative Randy Fensterwright, now as we are nearly halfway through January, there continues to be no indication given to producers of when they'll be eligible to select their DMC coverage level for 2024. The delay, the lawmakers say, coupled with the unpredictable nature of the industry, is concerning for the farm economy and constituents we represent. Throughout 2023, dairy producers faced numerous challenges. High input costs, continued inflation, and unpredictable weather concerns, meaning that programs like DMC, which provide certainty during unstable economic conditions, are vital for producers in rural communities, the letter said. The lawmakers are urging USDA to quickly open up the sign-up period to provide producers certainty in 2024. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have some light snow in the forecast for later this afternoon and tonight. Amounts won't be heavy, less than an inch across most of the region. Today, a little sun early on. The snow will start mid to late afternoon. Our high today near 10. Tonight, light snow, 2 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 6 above. If you love good barbecue, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing her bell. And it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking.